adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Mike Bachman.
Joseph, 2854 is your time to shine. Down that quarter bottle of Malort.
Howard.
No.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to our weird podcast where we're all got a weird energy going on tonight.
And Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice.
Yeah. Michael, can I interrupt you for a second?
I wasn't talking, for sure.
So, I just wanted to give a huge thank you to everyone on our Patreon.
Yes.
I know we've never mentioned our Patreon before, but...
not as much as we should.
If you're listening to our Patreon as of when this episode releases, which I think is in the new year.
Yeah,
time
like
is meaningless right
like
now.
January 10th or something.
We're recording so early for us. This is very strange.
Yeah, Twitch, there are two episodes that haven't been released
yet.
We don't plug our Patreon enough. And that's fine, whatever. Our Patreon's doing very well, but you know, whatever.
But there's cool shit on there.
There's cool shit on
and
there.
And we want to let you know that there's cool shit if you would like access to it.
Exactly.
Via money.
Mm-hmm. Via money. Someone tweeted at us today, oh my god, I loved your bloopers, your outtakes at the end of episodes. Why don't you guys do that anymore? And now we make you pay for it. Which we did take something away from you. That's true. But if you think about it, you know, we're able to compensate our editors better.
So
yes.
I believe there was a natural progression where we stopped doing them for a long time, and
that
then
is true.
And then we just added them back in. And also today's December 31st, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I like to think there was a long period of time where we just didn't say anything dumb.
Anything dumb or funny.
Yeah, we started to say dumb, funny things again once we had a Patreon. But there is a Waterdeep Dragon Heist, which if you're not going to play Waterdeep Dragon Heist, you should definitely listen to. If you're going to DM Waterdeep Dragon Heist, you should definitely listen to.
It is fun as hell. It's Tim and I and some of our cool Boston friends playing Dragon Heist in our home. This is like the raw deal. Like, sometimes you'll hear me get up and answer the door for the pizza man or like whatever normal things that are not as edited as this show is.
This is important. How many times do you hear you open the door
constantly? It sucks, dude.
We get a pizza every 30 minutes.
It just once. It's a personal pan pizza every 30 minutes.
Couldn't you just like order like, Miss, can you please order like 10 pizzas at once? No. I'm like, no!
We cannot compromise. It's hell.
Bring me a pizza every half hour.
Do you tip every time or just wait for the last pizza and do a cumulative tip?
I tip every time.
Well, it's a different company each time.
Oh, no.
Oh, you order from different pizzerias.
We order from different Bertucci's around Boston.
Yeah. And Uno to goes. Anyway, that's enough local Boston here.
Should we talk about the other thing we're doing, or is it too early?
I think we should talk about it. Yes, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll drop it.
Drop it.
Well, we're also running, we're starting a brand new series that's Patreon only, which I think we're all very excited about.
Yeah, we're all very excited, but we have a name for it and everything.
We do? Well, what is the name?
Okay, I was going to do our classic thing where you said something, and then I peeked too hard by screaming at you. Do you like my name better than your name's?
Oh, right. That fun thing. Anyway, we're starting a new series where we're going to do like 8 to 10-ish episode, like mini series where we tell we hope is a very interesting story.
Yeah.
And we're going to have different people coming in and running stuff. This first one, we have our beautiful editor, David, running a game for me and Tim and Mike Bachman and Carly Shields. And we're playing it's all happening in Trunkeros, and we're playing some interesting characters, some of which you may recognize.
Tim has been workshopping his character with me, and it's gonna be really good.
I'm playing a Loxodon, which is a giant elephant.
He's a big elephant man.
Yeah, and I'm playing a cleric of order, so both my race and class are from Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica. We'll probably do a handful of these with 5e, and then as the time goes on, we'll do a handful of these in more systems. We'll do what is comfortable to us, and then move on, I guess you'll say.
But I'm really excited because it's going to be like additional lore for stuff happening in Drunkeros, so you're not going to want to miss it.
Without too much spoilers, I think we go to some place that is lovingly called Wood Elf City. What Elf City?
What Elf City? That guy gets his salsa from Wood Elf City.
What level of Patreon did you need to be to acquire this wonderful...
$5.
$5? That's his fucking steal.
Yeah. So most of our stuff is $5. Conductor seat is mostly It's mostly $2. Some of them are $5 because we...
You get a lot of good stuff for $5 a month.
Yeah. Oh, we don't plug conductor seat enough.
I think there's over 100 pieces of exclusive content at the $5 level.
Yes. So we probably talked a little bit too much, but mostly we... Well, no... F that Tim Lanning's guilt in his heart for being raised Baptist. Shut up. Be happy about the things you do. Yeah, it's great. I'm very proud of what we're doing, and it's fun.
Yeah, there's all those conductor seats where we talk about how to DM good. There's bloopers. There's editing stuff. There's a lot of really cool shit in there, and mm-hmm. you should go in and check it out.
Yeah, and as Michael said, it's, you know... It's kind of varied, too. So it's not just like, oh, here's other games, or oh, here's... It's like pretty broad.
Mm. Something for everyone.
Something for everybody.
How about this for everybody? Let's all roll a d20.
I've never done that
you
before.
You got it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm going to roll a baby 20.
No, don't roll the baby.
15.
I rolled a 2, which is the second best thing you can roll.
I rolled a 13.
15.
I rolled a 15.
Roll off.
Roll off.
18. That's bad. Roll 19.
Oh, wait, wrong dice. Flash dice. What'd you get?
I said an 18 already.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I got a 7.
Okay, last week, I feel like I haven't done the recap in a million years.
I feel like it's so long.
Last week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast, we welcomed us labs. Just kidding. What did we do? My mind is...
You're in
because,
jail.
Oh, some shit happened.
The only note that I have is the potion is brewed and Toby gets back his powers.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Can I quickly read my notes for a second? Impound. Blood room. We see a bunch of cloaked figures dogpiling a person. 4 creatures feeding on someone. All we can see are human legs. Is that Eckhart Dayhammer?
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened, right? So, Scud and Rowan.
Oh, yeah, the boss is dead.
Went to go fight the boss. They didn't do good.
The boss. We did great.
We did pretty awesome.
This was a wonderful little aside that we did. It was really fun.
Wait, he died, didn't he?
Yeah. And that was at least partially because of us.
There you go. And then.
He wouldn't have gone there if we hadn't failed.
That's very true, too, actually. Lonnie and Toby went after Toby brewed the magic potion which allows Toby to cast up to fourth level spells. And we snooked through the Kid Rock poster into the boss's room. I think we were invisible, I want to say.
Yeah, you're invisible.
And did we throw the boss down the hole, or did we throw one of the orcs down the hole?
Yeah, you kicked him. You 300 style kicked him into the hole.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then both of us came down the hole for some reason. I don't know how that happened. I assume we were trying to find our buds or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, as Jennifer said, we got down the hole, and there was a passage
down
leading off the side.
The hole.
Deep. In the hole. And McNulty was there.
Oh,
and,
man, what's he doing?
And then we saw Eckhart Dayhammer getting feasted upon by creatures.
That's terrible.
So that's more or less. Yeah, we're obviously still in Grohl, the city of the prison time.
I have two gripes from last episode.
Okay.
Okay.
The first one is I put you into like a waist-deep pile of bones and no one cared. And that is,
I don't care because I don't have any magic. I can't do anything with those bones.
I don't think Rowan cares about bones.
You should put them in your bag, though.
All of your characters love bones so much.
I don't have my bag.
You have two things that he loves bones. That's it.
I know. I have a bag of holding that I put all my bones in, but I don't have that bag or my blood that lets me do cool shit with the bones.
But
so
wouldn't
I can't...
it stand to reason that you would carry bones for when you would acquire?
Let me tell you, Scud made a mental note to come back to this bone repository later.
Well, lucky for you, you're here. And Toby, have we said hello yet? Hello! Hey, guys, how are you? You look great. Actually,
wait,
you're bad.
Hold on, shut up.
Look at all these bones.
I'm so excited
about
these bones.
I'm listing gripes.
I'm never going to say that.
Mine is not done.
I'm still airing grievances.
He's still,
the second one.
That's what's happening. It's Festivus.
The second one is less of a grievance and more of a actual personal gift to me. And that, just like thinking about it, kills me. Your guys' plan was to go and take on the like mastermind of the prison with a bowl of beans.
Uh-huh.
He just walked in. Half of you.
We should get inspiration for
half
that.
Half of you walked in with a bowl of beans.
In a poison knife, bro.
Wait, half of us?
Yeah. A poison knife and poison beans.
I didn't have a poison bean. You only Scud had a poison
bean.
Well,
the only two of you went for some reason. It was great. I loved it. Thank you. It was a gift to me.
And that ended up working out in our favor.
It did. It was beautiful. Yeah. And I loved it so much. And I just appreciate you all.
We're very stupid.
Michael, we freaked your bean. You know what I'm saying?
And we'll do it again.
Now that he's dead, what did he have to roll to get pricked by the poison beans? And what did he actually roll?
So again, this is a criminal mastermind who is in a prison hell city.
Probably the worst prison in existence.
Who has built a beautiful life for himself there. He's got a lot going on. And
he's got a lot on the line.
He wouldn't be so dumb to give you a dagger that you could just turn around and kill him with.
Well, I wasn't trying to kill him with the dagger, per se.
The beans!
I wanted to, this is, the episode's called Plan Beans, Michael, if he remembered.
Well, you did the most fiendish of plans, which is make me not have my headphones on.
Yeah!
Anyway, yeah, he was immune to the poison.
I love to own Tim in this way by doing D&D in the room near him, and he can hear it, but he cannot. He can't join in.
I have ideas.
You know what? Chat, if you think Plan Beans is a good plan, why don't you show your support? Drop a B in the chat.
Yeah, and he means, he literally means...
Give me an RT for that hunger boy.
A bit. One one bit equals one bean. Let's see how many
one
beans
bit,
we can get.
Yeah, one bit equals one bean.
But two bits equals you think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
Look at all these bee lovers in the chat.
I don't know what a bee is anymore, but in 15 seconds, they'll see our correction. Michael, you listened to episode 79 before, right?
Have we ever had a good plan?
Yes. No, if fucking recording podcast is the worst thing that's ever happened to any person on the planet. It goes Jesus on the cross and then podcasters. It's like these fuckers are like, oh, here's a planning episode. Let me talk shit about this for 9 pages on the comments. Or, oh my God, here they go into the fucking Finnegan room they didn't plan. Oh!
Tim has had.
We were the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th cross.
Wait, were there that many crosses?
Like lying the hill on the way up there.
They don't talk about the other podcaster crosses in the Bible because they're cowards.
When you see five crosses in the sand, that's when we were podcasting.
That was when I brought my Yeti.
See, you know, Pontius Pilate in the Bible is a typo. It's supposed to say Steve Jobs.
Yeah. The Yeti.
My dog is looking at me. I don't like it.
Hey, guys.
See, if you come to our Twitch stream, then you get to see things like Obama's baby, Michael's doggy staring at him like a big weirdo. Sometimes you'll see Unika's dog being cute. You get to see me doing crochet on the stream.
In all of
this little
cute
black spot, this is Axton today.
Oh, there it is.
No. You should build him a Soundcluith booth.
He's so snuggly.
Just like right behind.
Nika, he is cut off in the actual stream, though. He's too low.
Ah, so.
Oh, dang. All right, we should probably play D&D.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God, you're alive. I'm so happy.
Wait, but we've last saw. The last thing was Eckhart Dayham.
I know, but I would give you the potion before
you're
that.
You're going back. All right, okay.
I'm so excited about all these bones that we've been dropped into.
I know, you said that earlier. I heard you.
I want to make sure you heard me. I wanted to make sure everyone heard me.
When I came down this sleuth, your jaw was on the floor due to surprise and you were speechless.
I was doing that cartoon dog stamping your foot.
Yeah.
Eyes popping out.
Yeah. You looked like a battle toad.
Instead of his eyes being hearts, they were two bones.
Yeah. Hey, guys, drink this. It's yummy.
So you have the boss's map, and you followed it to the secret door, and you went through the secret door after drinking the potions and all that stuff, which I believe gave you fourth level spells.
Well, they gave me fourth level spells. Probably gives them like first level spells.
No, it gives them fourth level spells.
Fuck!
Did I get fourth level spells too?
Yes.
I think you said yes.
Yes, yeah. Everyone gets fourth level spells.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's actually
I'll take
a potion of fourth level spells. And so you came upon this horrific scene where you actually see like, so you see these four cloaked creatures would appear to be like feeding on a human. And there's actually further down the hallway, there's like piles of dead cloaked creatures. Like there's a lot of like
a lot,
like this was this apparently was a big fight that just ended. But it ended poorly for poor Eckhart Dayhammer, who is being mauled as we speak. I don't think they've necessarily noticed you yet. But you get to choose how you would like to proceed.
Rowan kind of like elbows Toby. He's like, fuck, Toby, that's Eckhart. It's language. I know. What? Are you really seriously?
Still.
Like we're in prison.
I don't want to go up deep in prison.
What?
Can I make a, I said perception check, even though I'm bad at it. I want to see if Eckhart's still alive, please.
Well, you did just hear him say, by the last breath of Rhaegar. So
wow.
He is alive.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Cool. All right. Then I cast Polymorph on him.
Whoa.
How tall is the ceiling, my brother?
Here it's probably pretty low. It's probably maybe like 6-ish feet.
I don't give a shit. All right. I turn him into, let's just, audio sake, I turn him into a big old wolf.
Wow.
Okay. What does that do?
Yeah.
Huh?
What does that do?
What happens if you're wounded and you get turned into a wolf? Do you keep your wounds? Are they in the wolf spots?
That's a good question. Chat, Chris,
if
we're wrong.
If it's like a druid, then you just get everything. But does it work like wild shape?
I believe it does.
So then they get all of the stats and HP of the wolf.
Yeah.
So they are no longer wounded.
Yeah. I think Nika's right. My understanding is you revert to the stats and you keep the abilities of what your original shape is. Oops. I know the opposite, like if you go from wolf to human, the damage carries over, but my understanding is, yeah, as Nika said.
Polymorph. Spell transfer creatures that you can see within range into a new form. Unwilling creatures must make a wisdom saving throw to avoid the effect. The transformation lasts for the duration until the target drops to 0 hit points or dies. Target's name.
Remember when I chose wolf for speed?
Oh, yeah. The target's game statistics, including mental ability scores, are replaced by the statistics of the chosen beats.
Yeah. So, yes. But I will, if you're going to do this, I will have to ask you to roll initiative so you guys can take turns appropriately.
Okay, I'm ready to jump in.
Can I turn into an oryx instead?
Oh, an oryx?
This seems worse than a wolf.
Bear is really good, I think, if you can do bear.
I'll do bear. I can do anything.
Just barely.
My fucking dude. I'll do a bear. because I trust Nika.
What about El Mirage? That just looks like a rabbit, I think.
I'll do a polar bear. I love wasps.
Nice.
I got a 23, Michael.
I got 15.
I got an 11? No, a 10.
My bad. I was so into thinking about the bears. 21. Also, I was just thinking about how I haven't cast a spell in like so many weeks because my other D&D character also doesn't use spells at all, and we haven't had them in so long. I'm like, how do I play my character again?
I had the exact same feeling last episode. It's like, I don't know what to do. Yeah, so turning him into a polar bear instead of a dire wolf. Thank you, Nika.
Okay, so it is surprising no one. And you guys can like hold off if you want to wait for Toby to cast the spell. But Lonnie would have the first action.
That makes sense.
Since she's speedy.
So fast.
And you said there are how many people by him?
There's four.
I think she would run in and want to punch and kick good.
You said that like you were looking for punch and kick good on your character sheet.
Punch good and kick good.
Danny got me a new Christmas present. This is why I'm looking up. It is a TV that is mounted above. Yeah, it's real cool. So I have my character sheet up on the TV.
I'm jealous.
That's so fucking low. You didn't get a picture of that.
That's what my bedroom used to be like. I miss it.
Well, this is my lady lair, so I've got the futon. We've been watching Flash on the futon.
Shocking.
Nice.
Okay, so I rolled a nat 20.
No!
Shit!
Dang. So Lonnie would run up, and there are four people around. I will use a key point, and she actually uses Eckhart's... Does he still wear his cape? Please let him wear his cape.
Yes, he's wearing a cape.
Thank you, Michael. I don't know why he would in prison, but thank you, Michael. She grabs his cape as it is flipping around, and she uses the cape to basically swing herself around. And maybe the cape protects him. I don't know what kind of cape it is. But I would like to, while I'm going, run kick across the guy's faces.
Dang.
Saw that on Power Rangers once. Right before she said, this is how I get my kicks. And then went like, kick, 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 kick.
That's a good joke, though.
Oh, you've seen it.
Does a 28 hit? So the first one is a nat 20. The second roll is a 17.
Yes.
Does a 17
Michael,
hit?
Michael's having so sad.
A 17 hits, yes.
Okay.
Michael, this shit sucks, huh?
Man.
Okay. That will all hit.
Make better creatures, Michael. You're so weak. Jesus.
God. These creatures actually get hit points when you hit them.
No! I hate that in games.
The first one will take 25 damage.
Okay, you're hitting each of them once?
Yes. Yeah. It's my flurry of blows. Well, it's like a drunken thing I get to do, where if there's people all around. The next one takes 14 damage. The next one takes 9 damage. And then the last one is 13 damage.
Woo!
Hachi machi. They're very startled and surprised by all the kicks to the face.
Shit. I bet they would be.
Man, is that the end of your turn?
That is the end of my turn.
You feel this just horrible, horrible aura radiating off of these creatures who kind of look like Edvard Munch's The Scream. They have like really weird, gross faces.
Michael, don't. I really don't like that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it scares me.
Everyone, just real quick, let me call my beautiful husband Tim out real quick. Tim's a scaredy pants. He's a little scaredy baby.
I'm a Christian. I'm afraid of everything.
He's so scared. We can't watch scary shows because he gets too scared.
He's too scared. I won't watch Hereditary.
He won't watch Hereditary with me.
You should not watch it. If you cannot get through Hill House without being scared, you should not watch Hereditary because you will shit your goddamn pants.
I'm scared. I'm going to come visit you and then we'll watch it together.
Please. Yeah, I will watch it every day.
Yeah, so you end your turn within the aura of all four of these creatures. Which automatically deals you 5 necrotic damage each. So you take 20 necrotic damage.
Whoa, daddy.
But wait.
You're daddy.
Oi.
Oi.
Yeah. Man.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Rowan, you are now up. You can feel this nastiness coming off of these creatures. And actually, you can also, their eyes have this terribleness to them. And you can feel like if you look them in the eyes, something very bad is going to happen. You can avert your eyes if you would like. And you will have disadvantage on your attack roll.
All right, that seems bad. I need to look at them to shoot them with my arrow.
Yeah, you have disadvantage.
I just have disadvantage. Okay. Yeah. Are they, would you say that the four of them are within like a 10 feet of each other?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Let's shoot Eckhart, though.
And Lonnie.
Well, no, but I can aim as arrows. Okay.
Fine. Shoot Lonnie, yeah.
No,
if you shoot me, it's fine.
I can aim though, because it's volley, so I can basically I can use my action to make a range attack against any number of creatures within a 10-foot range. So I can choose which ones to hit. It's not like a AOE thing. So that first one is 22.
Wow, you rolled the disadvantage and you got a 22.
I did.
She has a plus 12.
I got a plus 12 for my longbow because I'm such a powerful elf, so I just do that the one time, and then I roll attack.
Because you don't have multiple attacks, because you're weird elf, right?
No, I have
or
multiple.
Or weird ranger?
I do, but this is like a separate thing that I have.
Oh.
Volley is, you can use your action to make ranged attack against any number of creatures. So do I need to roll for each one? So
you have to roll for each one, and damage applies to all of them.
Okay. Yeah, so you can use your action to make a ranged attack against any number of creatures within 10 feet of a point you can see within your weapon's range. You must have ammunition for each target as normal, yeah. And you make a separate... Oh, you make a separate attack roll for each target.
Yeah, unless Michael wants to...
It's helpful.
Cut it down.
If you read things.
Yeah.
I mean, I can roll 8 times.
Yes, please.
There's a lot of times on the podcast where we skip over rules for time's sake, and it ends up taking a lot more time because we're so paranoid.
So that one is 21...
Damn.
So, Michael, we have to beat 17, I believe, as far as we know.
As far as you know.
Okay, that was a 17. That was a little sweet.
Well, that hits, we know.
Is that one... Well...
What's a 16 do? Well, that was a...
that was a 13.
It was, damn.
All right, a 13 misses.
Okay. All right, 13 to 17. Okay. 13 to 17.
All right. And now...
So you got 3 hits?
Yeah, 3 hits.
Damn. All
right, so you roll damage once.
You guys are powerful.
That is a d4.
Yeah, and you know...
That's not a d8.
Rowan is, like, extremely good at hitting, is the thing. She's like a sniper.
Yes.
She's a sniper.
So that is an 8.
Yeah. She doesn't do tons of damage, but she does, like, consistent damage, which is extremely important.
Thank you, Tim.
Hey,
for acknowledging.
You know what you should have done? No, taking the negative. I don't think you even could have, but you're Colossal Slayer because they're not Colossi.
They're not.
And they have full health?
They do not have full health.
They don't. That's right. Lonnie punched them all.
But that wouldn't have.
Yeah. I was just kind of joking. Or your sniper thing?
Yeah.
To make it so you absolutely would never have hit any of them.
So eight.
Eight.
Eight damage upon them.
I love playing D&D. Rolling dice is fun.
Man.
I'm jealous of Jennifer having disadvantage because she got to roll some dice.
I got
dice.
To roll twice as much.
Wait, what initiative did y'all get? I thought for once in my life I rolled decent.
That was really high.
I had 23.
I had 21.
I hope Michael wrote mine down because I have no goddamn idea what I rolled.
You had 10.
Woo!
So one of these awful creatures looks Lonnie right in the face.
Oh, no.
And you have to make a constitution saving throw.
Or.
Now I'm on Nika's side here. I'm pretty excited to see what's about to happen.
What happens, Michael?
What if I don't?
You have to roll it.
I rolled a 19 plus 9, so a 28.
Damn, girl!
God damn.
My sweet dice are treating me right tonight.
Thank you, die hard dice.
You only take 11 necrotic damage.
Okay.
What?
Oh, fuck. We're fucked. Toby runs away.
No, yes, Toby.
Love you.
As Toby gets a terrified look in his face, because he's so scared about this.
I've changed my animal yet again, by the
well,
way.
Well, you can do it when you get there. Another one stares at Toby, and Toby has to make a constitution saving throw.
No!
The terrible look on this thing's face.
Damn it. Constitution?
Yeah.
Is it magic?
It's a withering gaze.
That sounds magical. I have advantage.
On his character sheet, it says has advantage over anything that sounds magical.
No, I have. Oh, not against the Constitution. I'm sorry, Michael. I got a 17.
All right, you take 11 necrotic damage.
Thank you. I have advantage on intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. 11, you said?
11.
I refuse.
Take it. It's good.
Wow. It's so, thanks. Hey, it's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You were solidly right in the middle of the initiative rolls. I'm proud of you.
Wait, Michael, we got a surprise round, I thought.
Well, Lonnie ran in and punched them all, so.
But that was because I was casting. You've cucked me for the last time.
No, that's definitely
that's not
true.
True.
How close is the party all to me? Are they all within 30 feet?
The party, you guys tell me, are y'all within 30 feet?
I think probably, yeah.
No.
You don't think so?
Not Toby.
How far away was Eckhart from us?
Well, what's the map say, Michael? I'm sure you've already written the entire, sub-sewer system.
Yeah, let's pull up roll 20.
What is Lonnie's speed? It's very fast,
480.
Right? Like, how far can she go?
What?
No, it's only 480 when she goes crazy.
How much can you go on a normal turn?
If I don't...
Without doing anything weird, how far can you go?
You don't have your boots.
240.
No way.
Yes, if I... Yeah.
Without items?
Oh.
And with attacking?
Well,
it's got to only be like 40-something, right?
No, my standard, my absolute, if I am doing absolutely nothing, is 60 foot.
Fuck.
She's just so damn fast.
That's insane.
I'm very
I love
fast.
It.
I built this character for speed and ass eating.
And I'm all out of ass. That's amazing.
She's already eating them all.
What's your plus to ass eating? That's what I got to know.
It's plus speed.
69.
She beats us all to the ass buffet.
No, she takes the best ass.
Yet again.
I think you all are around 40 feet away from these guys.
Perfect.
Their zone of terribleness is about 30 feet.
Ooh, mamma mia. I love it.
Yeah.
But they can shoot it at you, apparently.
Well, yeah, they can also just stare at you.
Yeah, that sucks. I hate that, Michael.
But they're horrible faces.
They're horrible faces.
Michael, these monsters seem too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I want to be... Within touch and distance of Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan's right next to you.
Cool. There's one down. And I'm gonna
don't kill me.
Throw my arms up the air. I'm gonna go Spiritus Sancti, and everybody's gonna get blessed.
Oh, woo!
I love blessed.
Yeah, except for me.
No.
So y'all make an attack roll. You can roll a d4 and add it to your attack roll or saving throw.
What's the range on that? Because Lonnie is about 40 feet away from you.
No matter where I go. Because, I mean, if I'm right next to Rowan, if I move forward a little bit, you know, if I move forward like 10 feet.
Is there a range on the spell?
It's a 30-foot range, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to get within 30 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of Lonnie.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But I also have to touch Rowan's weapon, so I'm going to do that.
Touch my sausage boat.
I touch the sausage boat. And until spell ends, you get a plus two to your attack rolls and damage rolls. So now you got like, what, fucking plus six to your... Or, well, plus a potential six.
Damage rolls. And then, and also you get to add a d4?
Yeah, so you're adding 1d4 plus two to yours. Everybody else is 1d4.
Oh, nice. Wait, is a d4 to attack and damage rolls?
So, no, the plus two is to your attack and damage. The 1d4 is to attack and saving throws.
Oh, got it. Okay.
What's the plus two come from?
Magic weapon.
That's dope.
So is that your turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are, I'm going to say you're within range, within 30 feet of two of...
No, I move out of range of that.
But you said your turn was over. You just said it.
No, I said, huh? Yeah, no, that's fine. I did say that.
Michael, you tricked him. That's not nice.
I get inspiration for being honest.
No, that's fine. If you want to back up, you can feel their terrible aura. So if you want to back up,
I would love to back up, and I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I back my ass up.
Okay. Toby.
I turn Eckhart Dayhammer. You can see me going back and forth between animals. First a shitty wolf, then a really good bear, and then I decided, oh, wait, we're kind of in a sewer, in my opinion. What's the best in the sewer? A big-ass crocodile.
Oh, I was going to say a rat, but a crocodile makes more sense.
I almost did a rat, actually. There's a cranium swarm that's the same challenge level, but I went, oh, shut up, let's do a fucking giant
crocodile. You got to go with a crocodile.
Michael, I linked a giant crocodile in the chat, and that's what I do. Challenge rating 5, because it seems to be the shortest thing with the highest challenge rating. And then I move back 70 feet away from the things. And I hide around the thing, so yeah, I have partial cover, and I spend some of my gold to buy a health potion. I don't know, this is right a thread today.
Can he talk when he's a crocodile, or is he just a crocodile?
I think he cannot.
Damn.
But it's more fun if he can. No, he can't.
It's, you can see him mouthing. You can read his lips. And he's saying, by the sweet-ass boots of Rhaegar...
Okay.
Because he's a crocodile.
Boots?
He's just like...
Rhaegar's crocodile boots, canonically now.
That's offensive.
Is he more conscious about boots now that he is a crocodile?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to not cheat, and I'm going to say one of them tries to punch Lonnie, even though it's definitely not going to work.
Wait.
I don't even get to roll?
Or else.
Wait, never mind. You're fine. Please continue, Michael.
Please proceed.
19 versus your AC.
That does not hit.
Shit.
All right. The other one sees that that's not going to work, and it does a bad stare at Rowan.
No.
So Rowan, make a Constitution saving throw.
Don't forget to add 1d4 to it.
I will do this.
Is it just once, Bachman, until the end of battle?
I think it's till the spell ends. But let me look.
So yeah, you have concentration on it, right?
Probably. Let me look. Stop asking me questions. Ooh, let me look.
That helped me a
lot. No, it's 1 minute. I don't need concentration.
So that put me up to 19.
You do need a concentration.
What? It doesn't say that.
All right. You only take 11 necrotic damage.
Ugh, that's 20.
Unless you have an ability to negate. I'm looking at my cleric right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at my character sheet and in D&D Beyond. And it
has a C next to it.
Looking at the details of the spell, it doesn't say anything about concentration.
You're 100% right, except for if you look at it in the spell list, it has a C next to it.
Oh, that's fucking stupid.
It is stupid, you're right.
I'm done with this game.
Tim, do you want to control this giant crocodile?
Oh, cool. Sure. The crocodile gets up and was not expecting this.
Crocodile
just
time.
To see if he gets like something.
He's got cool. Multi-attack. He can bite and he can use his tail.
Yeah. Okay. He can go bite the one that tried to punch Lonnie. Hot dog. Holy fuck. Never mind. It's a 27 to hit.
That hits.
So for funsies, I'm going to roll for damage instead of take the... No, I'm going to take the 21. That's for speed. 21 piercing damage and the target is grappled.
Okay.
And then I try to thwack... another one near. Cool. This is why this. Okay, awesome. Ah, bad. 12 to or 11, excuse me.
11 will not hit.
All right, so Eckhart grabs the one that tried to punch Lonnie, and the one that's tried to punch Lonnie is restrained, and he's shaking him in his mouth, and then he spins around and tries to thwack another one with his tail, but the other one dodges out of the way, and he mad. All right. That's my turn.
He unfortunately takes 20 necrotic damage from being in this zone of terrible mess.
I will keep track of that.
20?
That's a lot.
Oof.
20.
It's like 5 per, right?
Lonnie.
It my turn?
It's your turn. You have to decide if you want to not look these things in the eye or not.
Oh, Michael.
You'll have disadvantage if you don't look them in the eye.
Well, I was just looking through. God, get out of here. Through my character sheet.
I will say that attack rolls against the one and the crocodile's mouth have advantage, if that.
I should have technically given this crocodile that same choice. Fucked up.
Crocodiles have... Oh, yeah. He puts up his weird third eye layer. Does he only take 10 damage?
These are all wolves we're fighting, right? Dire wolves?
No, they're spooky things. They're like
spooky shit.
Shrouded with monk faces.
Michael, You say I have disadvantage on this roll.
If you choose not to look these things at these things.
What happens if I look at them in the eye?
You don't know yet because no one's done it yet.
Well...
Oh, no.
Do it. Coward.
I have no reason to not look them in the eye, if we're going to discuss this through metagaming. I have no reason to look them or to not look them in the eye because nothing has happened as such. I have never described my attacks as gazing at someone in the eye other than Stimer Duncan, and that was an attack. That was a move of friendship. So I'm just going to take my fist and punch, and I guess... It's up to you if I'm looking them in the eye, Michael.
Do you want disadvantage or not?
I don't want disadvantage, but
okay.
If you give me disadvantage, I can use key points and not have disadvantage. So
she doesn't even care.
Yeah.
I think you have to choose if you're going to look at
them. I'm
going to
look at them then. I'll look at them.
Okay. Please make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. I rolled a 2 plus 9, so I'm 11.
Add 1d4. Add 1d4.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Also, I can... I rolled a 1.
No! Nika, stop doing
that,
please.
I know. It's because I rolled so well the last round. You can... please continue, Michael, but I might have a thing where I can reroll if I use a key point. I just need to see.
Well, what is your... What was your total?
You're proficient in all saving throws. Whenever you make a saving throw and fail, you can spend one key point to reroll it and take the second result. Okay. So my total is a 12.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that would be a failure.
Wait, you added the 1d4? That was what you got the 1 out of?
Yeah, yeah.
Woof.
I do thank you for that extra 1. Don't do that. Every little bit helps. I think I'm going to take and use a key point and try that again.
That seems like a good idea.
Would you believe if I told you I just rolled a 3?
Yeah, all day.
So.
We're bad at D&D. I've heard.
Add your 1d4.
Add your d4.
Maybe you get a 4 this time.
I did get a 4. Okay. 16.
7.
You succeed your saving throw.
Oh, my God.
Nice job.
Ooh, damn. Bless that d4.
You were able to. Now you have to do that 3 more times because you can see
I'm
all of them.
I'm not looking at all of them in the face. Just the one.
She's got one eye open.
I wish I could be a blind monk.
And then they wouldn't get injured by them at all.
Yeah.
And their yucky eyes.
Yeah. Can I punch this dude now?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Which are you punching? Not, there's the one in the alligator's mouth, and I guess it's a crocodile, and
thank you.
Three that aren't.
They are different.
I think I want to punch the one that's in the crocodile's mouth.
You got advantage.
You will have advantage on him if you punch
him. I want that one. I don't need the advantage because I did just roll, but I'll do it anyway. Because... He's restrained.
You could crit. You know?
Yeah, and I do think that hammering away at one who's already really down. Wow, I rolled another fucking 3 again. My first roll was 19, though, so I'm going to take that
nice.
One.
Nice.
And punch him right in the face. I punch him so that I actually give the alligator a little tap under the chin to crunch his bones more.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
By the punch of Rhaegar.
I rolled a 1, oh, so yeah. He only takes 6 damage.
Hey, man,
so
would you believe that kills him?
Yes!
No shit! Eckhart eats him up, dude.
He's ever going to be stronger from eating these terrible creatures, or is he going to have a tummy ache?
No, he's going to get his health back.
What does it look like?
So Lonnie goes, and she just gives Eckhart just a little extra nudge under the chin, like a like a cheer up Charlie kind of thing.
Yeah, like buck up.
Yeah,
like,
and it's just enough that it makes his jaw snap shut even harder onto him, making the bad guy just fall into two pieces.
Nice. Rowan.
Okay. So the one dude is gone, is dead.
Well, what is death?
I guess when you're a horrible Edward Munch creature, mm-hmm. what is death?
Yeah, so there's three of them now.
Okay, so...
You have to, again, are you looking at this thing?
Mm-hmm. Do shatter, LOL, that's a legit move.
I feel like if you say yes at this point, like, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Can you do the last thing you did? That was good.
Yeah, I guess I was staring at that, and it doesn't say that I can't do that.
Yeah, again, that's kind of like one of the reasons why your weird ranger is good.
It doesn't say, because some of the things it does say, oh, yeah. You can only do this one time. I mean, yeah, shit, I guess I might as well just do volley again.
Ass.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, three with disadvantage, unless you're looking at him.
The now, classic ranger thing.
He wants me to look at him so bad, I'm not doing it.
I have to look at him to shoot him, right?
No, I'm doing it with my eyes.
Shooting like, all their knees?
I'm like doing my eyes squinted.
Okay.
You know how like when you're like sleepy and you like get up to like go to the bathroom, but you don't want the like sunlight to hit you?
Yeah.
Just this.
Yeah, you shoot them in all their dicks or pusses.
Exactly.
You know what? Actually, Tim, now that you're telling me about this little C icon, oh, I'm realizing no. that uh-huh. I can't do magic weapon and bless at the same time. So throw that magic weapon out and stop using that.
Yeah, I was really curious about that.
Wait, which one is which? Was it D4?
Yeah, I didn't know what the C meant, and it doesn't really say anywhere.
Okay. Well, I did bad on this one. I rolled a 1 plus my, so 13. Well,
that's the first one.
That's going to be a miss.
Yeah. Okay, go back to the
Why do you have advantage again?
Huh?
Why do you have advantage?
Disadvantage.
Disadvantage.
Disadvantage. The opposite.
I was so jealous of your rolls.
No, the opposite.
I was like, give it to me.
This was 21.
That will hit.
And then, wait.
That's a 6.
So 18.
That actually hits.
Woo. Yes.
So you hit the second two.
Cool. Oh.
Oh my god.
Actually, to attack rolls. So I technically, the one that was a 1, I was supposed to add.
Yeah, you actually could hit. You could hit.
So that.
It's not, I mean, I think when you roll a 1, you crit fail, right?
That's only for,
That is.
It's only for, legally, it's only for other stuff. There's actually no such thing as critical fail and critical success.
But I think there is in our game.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, that would have added 2, so it would have been 15.
You miss.
Okay.
And you kill the crocodile!
Okay, so. I will.
That text is so small.
It is really small. Oh I'm kind of having a hard time reading it. I did good. So that is an 11 to each of them.
Nice.
Nice job.
Just chipping away.
Well done.
And you're still shooting with like sausage bows?
Yeah. I am shooting with sausage bows.
I love it.
But they're pretty good sausage bows.
Picking up bones on the ground.
Yeah, I'm like sharpening a bone to use as an arrow.
That's awesome.
The one that you missed is really mad that you're not looking at him, and he does an awful glare at you.
No!
And you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Oh, no. That's not good.
Add your D1D4. Add your 1D4.
I'm really hoping it...
That D4 rules.
Mm. Still pretty fucking bad. That's a sweet, sweet 8.
Nice. That's perfect.
That's a failure. Your head just explodes on your shoulders.
Okay. No!
What? Just kidding. 22 damage. 22 necrotic damage.
Is that how much damage it takes for your head to explode? Because then...
Yes.
Well, it's 15 damage for your knee. That's a very specific joke to me.
It's a good one.
So you said it's necrotic damage. Like, so is there like an evil, like a stinky aura coming towards us? Like what is the Pokemon? Is it got like a purpley around it? Scary?
What? Ghastly?
Yeah, it's like a ghastly coming towards
this. I mean, it's necrotic, so this is literally a stink eye he's giving you.
And so do I feel it in my heart?
It's like the entropy of life, you know?
So like he's making me feel scared.
You feel nasty.
I feel dust feeling.
Decay.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
the
like,
opposite
my cheeks.
Of healing magic,
my
right?
cheeks are, like, getting all sallow.
You're dry.
I'm dry. Yeah. Oh,
you got
so I just feel like I do now.
Stank on you.
I look wan.
Yes. What a great word.
And sickly.
It's not used as much.
It's not
as it
used nearly
be.
Enough. Like, because, like, my olive skin, like, I look green.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yuck.
Oof.
Scud.
Okay. Scud didn't see that other ghoulish spooky ghost looking at glaring at Rowan because he's not looking at them in the face. but he's definitely gonna throw a chromatic orb at it.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. Y'all better buckle up.
You ready for this?
Is that an attack roll?
And it's not. It's a wisdom saving throw, maybe? Hold on.
There you go.
Yeah. Wisdom saving throw. Ghost is stupid. They can't do that. 13, I think.
It should be higher.
Is it?
Yeah, a lot higher.
I'm looking at the... Oh, what's this plus 13? Wait, hold on. Okay, maybe I don't actually understand. No, that's a play. It is an attack roll. I'm an idiot.
Okay, so you get disadvantage on
y'all
that.
Y'all ever played this game before?
No.
Y'all are DD.
I counteract your disadvantage with the inspiration I gave myself, and I got a 26.
Wait, what? Sorry. Roll that back.
We delete our character sheets before we play every time because we want to feel what it's like to be like new, you know?
Yeah, that fresh D&D feeling. The fresh D&D smell.
So what exactly did you do?
I threw a chromatic orb.
Okay.
And I rolled a 26 attack roll.
Okay. And then you said you didn't have disadvantage because of the inspiration you gave.
Does that work?
You gave yourself.
Michael, he said it, okay?
I know he said it, and we're on the internet.
Wait, no, you said I got disadvantage for being dumb, right?
Yeah.
What?
So it cancels out, bro.
Yeah, it cancels out because I was being smart.
Damn. This is the first episode, right?
Yes.
So you can look at him and not have disadvantage.
And so Scud doesn't have to. He's so deadly accurate.
Oh, I did. Did I give you? I might have given you inspiration last time.
I think you did.
Sure.
Actually.
Shit.
I think we all have inspiration.
I think we all deserve inspiration.
Maybe Lonnie used hers. I don't remember.
And I even said I was going to use it before I rolled.
All right. So you. So that hits.
He did it. He did.
He did. Fine. It hits.
Okay. What kind of damage y'all think this should do? It can do a bunch of different ones.
Oh, if they're doing necrotic, it should be radiant, right?
Yeah.
I can't do radiant.
Okay.
Wait, you're a cleric.
I can do acid, cold, fire, lightning, poison, or thunder.
Ooh, I love thunder.
What's the difference between thunder and lightning? I mean, I know
thunder,
like,
sound, lightning is electricity.
Fucking hell! I knew it. I tried to cut you off, but I couldn't.
You're too fast. Because you can't receive thunder damage in a silence spell.
12. Oh, gotcha.
I think you should use poison.
19. I didn't.
What did you use?
I am using thunder, because why not?
Why not?
23.
The thunder and the lightning.
You sure you don't want to use lightning?
29.
Michael, stop. You're in my head.
Don't try to frighten us with your sorcerer's ways, Michael. It's 33.
Which one are
thunder,
you attacking?
Michael. Oh.
Which one? No.
Yeah, Thunder Michael.
The one that was looking at Rowan, that was giving Rowan a stink eye.
Thank you.
Not that I saw that, because I wasn't looking at it.
Of course.
I thought you were, but you... Okay, never mind.
You blast him, and he does not look happy, but he's not... He's still alive.
He always looks like that, though.
What's happening?
I run away.
It's your turn.
All right, so there's three. There's one that just got chromatic orbed.
Yep.
I'm going to cast Minor Illusion. I'm going to cast an illusion of Eckhart Dayhammer. And since I'm an illusion wizard, I can do sound too. And so he appears behind them. So I don't have to look at him. And then the illusions of Eckhart Dayhammer says, "You thought you could eat me? By the Ponderosa of Rhaegar, you shall not feast upon me." And then I'm going to hide behind my bull mound.
He says, "You thought you could eat me."
So what are you accomplishing with this?
Michael. I'm accomplishing several things. One, showing you that I disrespect the action economy. Two, that I deserve magic weapon items because I will use my turn for nothing. Three, maybe they will investigate and try to attack this Eckhart Dayhammer. And they have to use their action to do so.
Okay, got it.
And there's probably a fourth or a fifth out there. And both of those are based on Tim Lanning's withered ego.
All right, well, I like that a lot.
Thanks.
And I think the one looks notably startled, he puts his hands up to his face and he's like, he's a spitting image of Edgar Munch's.
We're gonna get sued by Edgar Munch's estate.
Don't tell him. Don't. No,
hey,
one tell.
No more narc on us. All right. Tell.
And he's gonna attack this hologram. Is that what it is?
Illusion, Michael.
Illusion, Michael.
He makes a punch on it. What happens when he makes a punch on it?
It passes through.
Okay. So he goes, "What?" He's very confused.
Yeah. So if the others notice it, then obviously they realize it and they won't do anything. Mm. But if they aren't looking, then they're fine.
All right. I'm going to give him I'll give him a roll to see if he saw it or not.
Yeah. If it was my turn, I could, like, change the illusion to malleable it, but no.
All right. I rolled a 20, so I think he saw
it. Oh, shit.
Oh, he totally.
I'm sorry.
That makes total
sense. I'm sorry.
Michael, I debuffed them. I took one of these creatures' turn away. I think that's totally fine to me.
That is good and fine.
I'm happy.
This other one is going to do a stink eye. He's going to do a stink eye at Lonnie.
Rude.
Because you're right there.
It's fine. I would like to hear what he does.
He does a stink eye at you, and you have to make a constitution saving throw.
Lonnie, look away.
Oh, this again?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hit me?
No, it tried to hit you, and it was like, whoa, I can't do that. This is never going to work.
Why doesn't he try again?
Back at it again at Stink Town.
Add your 1d4.
I rolled a nat 20.
Add your 1d4.
So 29.
You succeed spectacularly and only take 11 necrotic damage.
These guys gotta go!
Is this the same as, like, evasion?
It's fun. I like it because even when you do really well, they still hurt you.
I've lost a lot of damage, Michael.
I forgot to tell you at the end of your last turn, so that's my bad. But you should have taken more damage.
Well, too bad.
Yeah, I fucked up.
No.
Who wants to make the crocodile happen?
Is it my crocodile turn?
Yeah, it's your crocodile turn, buddy. Yeah.
I'm biting one. Natural one. I'm tail swapping the farthest one away. That is an 21. They take... fuck it, I'm going to roll damage instead of taking the whatever, because I'm God. Oh, fuck, I'm dumb. No, it's actually... Well, God damn it. They take... 14 damage.
Okay, I agree.
Our cats are so cute.
What are they doing?
You take 15 damage.
Me? Oh.
Yeah.
The alligator.
You the crocodile.
15?
15. Baby. Lonnie, you're up. There are still three of these bad boys.
I'm not going to look him in the eye.
Aw, you did so well last time, though.
I shall not look upon their horrid faces.
And I will not be rolling with disadvantage. I'm going to use key points.
Dope.
Do it.
I do not.
I like the way you said that. I will not be doing this.
I refuse, Mikhail. I go and the one who is closest to me from where the other one of the crocodile was, I turn around to him and I say... You have failed this prison. And then...
That's the wrong dude.
I know, but it's also the right dude.
I don't think that's your line.
little spoiler. And I jump up off the ground into the air. I jump so high that my hands... hit the ceiling, and I use the ceiling to push down.
Damn!
Yes.
And just shove my feet into the other dude's face.
Yes.
Whoa.
I rolled a 19, so I have a 30.
Whoa!
That's gonna hit.
Okay. And I hit him with both my feet. So it will be a 10 for the first, and then...
Are you attacking multiple, or are you attacking one?
No, same one.
Okay.
It's the same one, but I get two attacks.
Cool.
The other one... I rolled a 1, so I don't.
Okay.
I don't kick
Add
him.
D4 to it. Just kidding. But you do. But.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe then.
Michael said no. If you rolled a 1, you
I
don't.
I said no. Ones are bad.
Fine.
You should. If you can get an automatic hit on a 20, you should get an automatic miss on a 1.
That's fair.
That's not how a 20 works, though.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Wait, so sorry, are you attacking 1, 2, or 3?
I attacked the same one that I kicked in the face with the 19.
Okay. And how much damage did you do?
I did 10.
You kill it.
Yes.
Dead.
Oh, what a murderer you are. They had a family.
It dead. And it's like you said, you did the double kick thing, and it's awesome. You will take 10 necrotic damage from being in the aura of the other two.
I will take this, but I will not be happy.
I won't like it.
Rowan, there's two left.
Two left. Okay. Are they like kind of close? How are they?
Yeah, they're kind of, there's an alligator, a...
But their alligator's also close.
The alligator has plenty of HP.
The alligator, they're, Lonnie and the alligator are right next to these two dudes.
But you said he has a lot of HP?
Yeah, you've been rolling with Toby probably long enough in your spellcaster of the primal sort.
Sure.
You would logically know how polymorph works.
Okay, well, then I'm going to cast my Hail of Thorns then. Let's say, I don't know, I guess it doesn't really matter which one I hit initially. Do I still have disadvantage?
If you look at them.
So if we look at their bellies, is that looking at them?
Yes. You just can't look at them.
At all?
I feel like we should have disadvantage if we don't look at them.
A 17 both times. So who gives a shit? Not me.
That's why I did that 3-point behind the head shot at the chromatic orb.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't looking.
So this actually is just so very much. So let me add that up real quick. 33?
To one of them?
Yeah.
To hit?
Yeah.
Oh, to hit it. Okay,
to hit it. Yeah, sorry.
Did you add the one before?
That would be dope if it did that. No.
I mean, please add it if you didn't.
How'd you get?
Because I rolled really high, and then I have the +4.
Oh, you did a D4. Sorry, I thought you said you didn't.
Yeah. Now.
That's amazing.
Thank you. It's initially a 9, but then when I do my Hail of Thorns. So, in addition to the normal effect of the attack, which is a 9, the target of the attack and each creature within 5 feet of it must make a dex saving throw. And then if they fail, they take 1d10 piercing damage, but they take half if they succeed.
Okay. This bad boy fails.
Nice.
I think Lonnie and the crocodile also need to make a...
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
Dex save.
Love the roll.
Oh.
Emma, 1d4.
The crocodile failed.
Y'all, I don't care how high you roll. I can't finish unless you have my 1d4.
Crocodile doesn't have it.
No.
I got a 17.
Okay, yeah.
Crocodile got a 1.
It is a dex 17 save.
Meets a beats.
So if you meet it, you beat it.
So it's a d10?
Yeah, I rolled a 3.
Crocodile takes 3 damage.
3 piercing damage. If you succeeded.
Florida baskets. It's traffic.
Okay. Now, do they get, like, restrained or anything, or do they just take a lot of damage from thorns?
I think they just take extra damage.
Yeah.
It's just thorns going in the air.
It's like exploding off of the first target.
Yeah, it's not. It's ensnaring strike makes things hard for them, but thorns is just extra.
And they're not moving, so...
Toby
looks at the one that Rowan just shot square in the goddamn eyes, Michael.
Oh my god.
He flashes an anime smile and casts Thunderbolt.
Please make a constitution saving throw.
Huh? I thought it was only on their turn.
I thought I was before Toby.
There's a lot of questions right now in the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. It's good first.
Fuck.
My bad.
Well, I'm not ready. Toby, you go first.
Okay. I hold my axle. Okay. I think I rolled my disadvantage. Were you kidding or what?
No, go for it.
Okay. My disadvantage.
So wait, are you rolling with disadvantage or are you
I'm making eye contact as hell. My disadvantage was a 18.
Are you doing disadvantage or are you doing constitution saving throw?
I wouldn't do constitution saving throw because I'm not near him.
No, if you look at him when you're attacking him, you have to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, I misunderstood. I'll do that. This dice sucks piss. Fuck! This dice sucks piss too. I rolled a 1.
Well, Toby.
What did you roll a 1?
A 1.
Michael got so excited just then.
What is your total?
What?
Your constitution saving throw. What's your total for your constitution saving throw?
10.
Did you add my 1d4?
I did not.
Better add that 1d4.
You know, people listening to the show are going to get real annoyed that I keep saying that, but it's necessary.
No, not at all. They love shit like that. 11.
Well, your constitution is +9?
Yeah, because I took a feat.
Oh god, you suck. You take 16 psychic damage.
I take 16 psychic damage just from looking at their eyes. I should have known that.
If you had been worse, which isn't possible because, well, never mind.
I rolled a one. Yeah. Well, I rolled a one, and then I rolled a one in the D4, so I did technically.
You did pretty bad. You did as bad as you could have.
Yeah, legally. All right, so I got like a 18 is my, and they take 4d10 damage if an 18 hits. We all know it does. God damn. I love the, we're in the level where cantrips are banana pancakes.
What are you casting?
Firebolt.
Fireball. Okay.
We're level 17, so I do 4d10. It's fucked up.
What? Nice.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that.
I can also.
Hey, I just be flipping those things out all the time.
I don't know why I don't do that either.
I wonder, you might not be able to do that, actually.
Why? I have got it.
Because you're not wizard. It's weird. You're not 17 in anything.
Wait, it's not what it's but it's on my sheet. Like D&D Beyond, let me
have
it.
Yeah, but you're level, you're not level 17 in any class, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because of the multi-class?
Yeah, so you're...
So how the hell do I have it?
No, it's a cantrip. So
you can have the spell. You don't have the same level of
damage. Toby can do more damage with it because he has it
because
as a higher level.
Because he's a full wizard.
I'm not smart enough to...
Because you multi-class, right?
Yeah.
So you can do it.
Oh, I see. That's fucking weird. Because, like, see, it's weird because for, like, the damage number, when you look at my sheet on D&D Beyond, it, like, it'll adjust things and tell me what my pluses are and everything.
Yeah.
And it still says 4d10.
I think it's...
Yeah, so I think I just have to be 17th level. I don't think I have to be 17th level wizard. I think I have to be a certain level to get that.
Huh.
But only 17th level to actually cast it at that range.
Hmm.
And like, because I don't get, like, you got, like, some extra bullshit spells when you hit level 17th wizard that I don't get because
right,
I never did that.
You're, okay, I see.
But I can still cast it at that level and do that level
of
damage.
Gotcha. So cantrips don't give a fuck what level you are.
Right.
That's rad. Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, I did so much 31 damage with a cantrip.
It's fucking...
to one of them?
The one that was being mean to Lonnie. Yeah, Bachman, I literally have no idea how.
I'm sure somebody's
going to
tell me that I'm
works.
Wrong about that, but.
No, I think in the chat they agree with you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you do 4d10.
That's great.
And if D&D Beyond says it, like, I think we should just
that
listen.
Seems
like, yeah. Because it got brought up that why can't you cast higher level spells? And that's why you can't cast, like, 6th level spells. But cantrips, that sounds totally fine. That's awesome, actually. I didn't realize you could do that.
I actually didn't realize I could do that much damage with it either.
Yeah.
now
that's awesome.
You're going to kick some ass.
That's cool.
All right. So please describe to me how Toby murders this dude with a spell.
So there's a pile of bones, right? And the camera focuses on the bones. Toby's head pops out of it. And then he forms a ball of fire in his hand. And he just, like, makes eye contact and, like, an anime glint goes off his eyes, and he throws a ball of fire at the one fighting with Lonnie, and it turns towards him and does a little damage to Toby, but then it just, like Gundam Wing style, illuminates just its head, and then the body falls to the ground.
Nice.
And then Toby smiles, and a glint goes off his canine. The left canine. And then Toby runs back and then hides again.
Nice. Scud. There's one little bad boy left.
Scud's like, Jesus Christ, can I do that too?
Yeah, I guess you could. I really thought you could, but I think you might.
And he's going to do that at the last boy.
Are you going to also look him directly at him?
Do it.
You know
do
what?
It.
Fuck
do
it.
Do it.
Fuck it. I'm going to look
it.
At him. All right.
Do it. You don't get the D4, but you don't need it. You're stronger than us.
Make a constitution saving throw.
Michael needs this. Man.
Don't forget to add a D4.
I don't get that.
You can't.
Because I only have to do it to 3 creatures.
Yeah.
And I did it for my friends.
So selfless.
I got a 16.
What an anime character.
You're fine.
Okay. God damn. I got a 7. I rolled a 17 plus my 13.
Does that hit?
That's my friend.
That's many.
I'm kind of mad that we don't know if it's 16 hits. I know that's very stupid, but I just want to know.
Oh, good. Oh, that's a lot. That's not as much. 25. Firebolt.
What does it look like when you kill this creature?
Like, you see, so camera zooms in on his face. This is what the viewers at home see. They see they see his does he have a ghost face?
Yes.
Does he have ghost eyes?
Mm-hmm.
His ghost eyes go real wide. You see like a small like glint of fire, and then the fireball. You turn around and camera follows the fireball. Fireball goes in his mouth, and kind of like the Fast and the Furious, how like, you know, when they hit the NOS and the camera like speeds through the mm-hmm. engine, it does that, mm-hmm. but it goes through all his internal organs, and the fire just blasts mm-hmm. out his ass, and he dies.
An ass blaster.
Classic Tremors stud four. Move.
Two.
The ass blaster.
Three? It's at least three.
How much does this polymorph spell last? How long does this polymorph spell last?
You have to ask me three more times.
How long? Can I ask you just once with an actual sentence?
An hour.
Okay.
Michael, I'm sorry. That wasn't nice of me. As someone that also speaks in speech impediments, that was really shitty. Please forgive me.
Don't.
How dare you? Don't. How dare you say me. I have a speech impediment?
I'm also lightly dyslexic.
I don't know. Would he just stay as a crocodile?
Wait, he's so big. We don't.
He has no choice. He chose to turn it, so he could like.
He was a willing
crocodile,
creature.
Which is like, ooh.
But we can't like carry him anywhere.
Crocodiles have feet. What the fuck? Why'd you say that? You went to Harvard. Say smarter things.
No, but. Let me explain myself. Because okay. I was thinking about him being injured, but I guess he's okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's the whole thing. Because
I was like thinking of carrying an injured crocodile, and that seemed very bad.
Yeah, yeah. The whole point of like casting anything was to not heal him, but to give him a new HP to not deal with it.
Deal with it later.
You know what? I think I'm curious enough that I would end this spell effect. Because I would look around to make sure we're safe.
We would have to just like chill here until he was done. There's no benefit anymore to him being a crocodile.
Yes, there is. He has a fuck ton of HP.
Well, yeah,
and he's a crocodile.
But also,
that being said, he's probably a challenge level like 20 because he's level 20. Anyways, not important. Right. I end the spell.
Prison with a crocodile is gonna raise some questions.
No. We're in the sewers parts though, or like the tunnels.
Tim,
talk to me.
I have a question. Is this the only polymorph spell that you have? Isn't it very high
no,
level?
No, ma'am. I got two more.
Oh. I was just thinking that's a really good way to heal people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't technically... Does it heal them?
No.
Well, when they come back, they'll have all the wounds, yeah.
Mm. But it's like a good way to like add horrific blah, 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 temporary hit points.
So the polymorph spell drops and...
I choose to.
And you see Eckhart Day Hammer and he looks... very bad.
Well, remember, he ate one of the screaming people at least worth one HP. We can all agree to that, right?
He has, like, burns and bite marks all over his
Yikes.
Body.
Oh, no, buddy.
And his right arm is actually missing up to the elbow.
Oh, no!
Oh, well, are you sure, Michael? Because I have a +8 to medicine.
It's back. It is pissed.
So what can I do with medicine?
You can stop him from dying.
I do that. So that's a 19 to not die.
Okay, so I will say you staunch the blood that's just sprinkler shooting out of his out of his arm.
I want to cast Cure Wounds on him.
So probably like Scud walks up and gives him a tourniquet.
Yeah,
and then like Rowan just bops him in the head and then like.
Whoops. I'm gonna cast it at level 2.
Okay,
so I will do.
It says right there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. They just changed it.
They just changed
D&D Beyond.
And he goes, by Rhaegar's ever thankfulness. Oh, man, that wasn't good.
I heal him for 14 HP.
That's probably all of his HP, right?
He goes, thank you. I didn't think I was going to make it. You won't believe what's been going on down here. I'll tell you next week.
Okay.
Drunks and Dragons podcast.
That's fair. We're used to it.
So canonically, we're sitting down here for a week, not in complete silence.
For a week, yeah.
That's our episode.
Just twiddling our thumbs? Yes, that's the saying.
Scott and Rowan have been down here for like 2 or 3
we
weeks.
We love the sewer.
So.
Yeah. All these stinky bones.
A weird flex, but okay. Y'all, we have become at the end of the time that we do a podcast. So thank you so much, everyone, for giving reviews. I'm a broken record. I'm going to just say my spiel again. It so helps us. I try to infuse as much, emotion to this, because it honestly, so much of what we have is because of these. So please review us, and please review every other podcast you like. If we are your third favorite podcast and you've only reviewed us, please fix it and review the other two. I answered that fashionably from the United States. Says, holy moly, I'm writing this as the intro for episode 137 plays. Congrats on the wedding, Bachman, in it. And boy, howdy, I can't stop listening. I'm slowly learning how to play and kind of looking for a group to play with almost solely because of this podcast. So thanks, mate. Cheers, in it. Da Bogorog says the best. Two gigantic dragonborn thumbs up. Ryan A says best D&D podcast. This is all around a great podcast. I just caught up from episode one, and all I can say is wow. Kid Lonnie says best Litterkitty podcast out there. I already loved you, this podcast, and then y'all had to go full hick on me? Too good. Seriously, though, this is a top-notch podcast made by a group of highly entertaining, genuine folks, and that's what I appreciate about you. Thank you so much. Coolness62 says, no, this podcast is hilarious. Rayhawk says, McGee and me. Yeah! I've been listening for several hours a day and a couple weeks now. I was about 5 minutes in the first episode when I knew I had found something amazing. I intimidate the ropes. That's all it took. I snort laughed so loud I scared the crap out of my foreman at work. I've shared this podcast with everyone I thought would like it. I've thought about commenting or sending something, but I wanted to wait until it was more caught up. I'm in episode 120 now. However, hearing Tim and Jen talk about McGee and me sent me into such hysterical laughter, I had to tell you, I know these movies. Here's to the conservatively raised kids who turn into heathens.
That's right. Yeah. Pour one out, buddy.
Pour one out for my homies.
Whenever you see... No, never mind. Thanks for the many laughs, some tears, and hours of enjoyment. You guys are great. Your gravy boy says, come buy these beans. Yes. These spicy babies are serving up the hottest bean content. This is the most Griffin McElroy review we've ever received, and I'm very happy. Thank you guys so much. Your podcast has made a huge difference in my life, and I very much appreciate all that you do. Best D&D podcast, hands down. Keep filling my ears. The good stuff of Griff. Meeting the person at PAX Unplugged who had not heard about Adventure Zone was such a refreshing thing. It's like, don't look it up. Don't look it up. And then we all kind of laugh. Like, no, you just do it. It's good.
You know what? Listen to what you want.
XDRZEDX says, the hosts constantly surprise me writing this in a Best Buy because I hate Apple. Longtime listener, and every time the host is playing the character, I think this is the character they're meant for, but every time they create a new one, it instantly is my new favorite. If you like listening to Creative Drunk Nerds, this is a podcast for you. Drunk Saved Me from Dolan Turnip says, I've been waiting too long to do this. I've been listening too long to your podcast for 2 years now. I finally made an iTunes account just to write this review. Funny, charming, and relatable. I formed a parasocial friendship with these people. But I've been avoiding creeping on them too hard. But this podcast has been a great respite the last couple of years since NPR became too traumatic for me to listen to anymore.
Dolan Turnip is Donald Trump.
Yes. Chip Nation says, oh, the chase, the burn. I am two episodes away from being caught up, and I predict a panic attack similar to when Morty left the zone true level. Hope I can catch the Twitch. I don't know what that means. Twitch streams, but I am going to start my random encounters track to keep my commutes dicey. Headface says, Headface, what's up? I finally found a friend to make this a 7-star. Hey, gang, love the podcast. Keep being you, because y'all are great. I don't have a favorite episode because they only keep getting better. Now I need to go back to work before my boss realizes I'm having fun. Uncle Fred. I have Uncle Fred. 0077. Great old caps! Guys and gals, I was way overdue giving you a rating review. I reactivated my ancient iTunes account specifically for you. What can I say that hasn't already been said? Likely nothing. You guys are great and are a major contributing factor to me getting together a group of my own and playing some D&D. I can't wait until my player finally discovers a jerkyard of their own. Keep up the great work. It's probably not my uncle because he didn't mention the government. Yeah, taking over his guns. Not Atreus. Seriously, not Atreus. Love the podcast.
Nice.
Bad Wolf 89 really hit their stride around episode 156. I told myself I would leave a review after I caught up, and now after second time through, I'll keep my promise. I love the dynamic boy and girl have with each other. I love boys' voice work and girls' D&D talents only hindered by her terrible rolling. And if the players wouldn't derail the show so often, Thrifty wouldn't have to railroad them so hard. You guys are awesome.
Hey.
I'm reading a lot of reviews now because we're behind. I'm sorry. Sir Scat. No, I should read a lot of reviews next episode. But
yeah, let's read more.
One last
time.
One. Best podcast ever by Sir Scout. Been listening for over just a year now and finally caught up. Decided it was time to leave a review to show how much I love this amazing show. But I really think Rowan should invest in some trick arrows, mostly because I want her to shoot a god with a boxing glove arrow.
I want that.
Yeah, you should
I
do
want that.
That. They're totally right.
Thank you, Timothy, and thank you, everyone. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast, and I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished getting the stink eye and adding a D4, make sure to head over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes this show better with each episode. If you've been wanting to meet your favorite podcasters or other fantastic Geeklies, don't miss out on GeeklyCon 2019 in Columbus, Ohio. Dates are July 18th through the 21st, and tickets are on sale now at geeklycon.com. Get your ticket ready and get ready for the geekliest weekend yet. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.